فیلم فیق از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فیق or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mojtaba Tehrani. Please stay tuned.
در هر یک از این درجات تقوا اونجا صبر مطرح میشه ابتدا.
The issue of patience bears great relevance to each and every level of piety. For example, with regards to general piety, which is first and foremost, it is the concept of refraining from the unlawful acts and performing the obligatory acts. At this stage, one's soul is placed under a lot of pressure until it becomes used to it. Therefore, man should show great endurance in the face of such a difficult stage. This endurance at this stage is called sabr, meaning patience. When patience is exercised for a long time, then that suffering is eased. At first, it might be a very difficult task. However, after it is repeated, it becomes a habit and there is no difficulty anymore. Sometimes the opposite happens. This concept also holds true with respect to sins. That is, refraining from committing sins at first proves to be a very difficult task. But later on, if it is repeated, it gradually becomes a habit. At this point, patience plays no role because at this stage it is quite the opposite. That is, committing a sin is a cause of great discomfort and distress for the person.
همینطور شما بیاید در باب واجبات محرمات.
This process can be seen in many different things related to the concept of piety, such as in the things one must do, one must not do, the things of which one becomes doubtful, the manners which have to be observed, as in doing the recommended acts, refraining from those acts which are makruh, meaning they are allowed but are better avoided, and so on and so forth. All of these have to do with bodily acts, so to speak. After we pass this stage of bodily and outwardly acts, we must come to the stage of matters which pertain to our soul. There are some people who, God forbid, have negative and immoral qualities such as jealousy, arrogance, greed, and so on. These are all things which relate to the issue of morality and ethics. If such people wish to get rid of such immoral qualities within themselves, they will at first feel great tension, so they must be patient. This state continues until gradually these characteristics are gone and good qualities are replaced with them. For example, arrogance turns into humility.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by the late Ayatollah Agha Mujtaba Tehrani. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Another episode. God bless you all and fi amanillah.